Athletics and art. Going the distance. Ultra marathoner Scott Jurek pushes mind and body to the edge of endurance.
Scott Jurek has been called the king of pain and the greatest ultra marathoner ever. Ultra marathons can be 125 miles longer than a typical 26-mile marathon. Scott finished his first in 1994, and since then, he's dominated the sport. Today, he holds records for these races that cover more than 150 miles and last over 24 hours straight. A notoriously tough ultramarathon is the 135-mile Bad Water in Death Valley, California. In 2005, to get through the 130-degree heat, Scott was dunked in this king-size cooler full of ice water. Halfway through the race, he collapsed, and for 10 minutes he didn't move. But he managed to get up and not only finish the race, but shatter the course record. Scott says it was his mother, Lynn, who taught him how to persevere. She died last March after living with multiple sclerosis for 30 years.
So what propels you to be able to do some of these things, running the distances you do? A lot of people wouldn't even dream of it.
I think for me it's that self-exploration, that idea of there's something out there and the desire to see what my body, what my mind, and down to what my spirit can do.
Were you always a runner? I mean, how did it start?
For me, I actually used to hate running. I grew up hunting and fishing in northern Minnesota, and that really was where I got connected with the outdoors. And I got interested in running through Nordic ski racing and had to get ready for the basically the snow season by doing some running on the ski trails.
You obviously do this competitively. What's the furthest distance you've ever run?
So the furthest distance I've run is 165.7 miles in 24 hours.
So tell me how that works. So are you taking breaks or what are you doing?
So the more time I take breaks, the clock is always going. So the idea is to continue running throughout and as much as you can, because you only get 24 hours. And, you know, the only times I did stop were to go to the bathroom, basically. And even eating is done on the run.
Have you heard about the medical aspects of this? What have you been told?
Well, I think it helps. I'm actually a physical therapist, and so I know a little bit about the body. But, you know, is it healthy to go that far in that amount of time? You know, it's hard to say, but the human body was built for endurance. If you look at our ancestors and what they did, I mean, even think of my great-grandparents and what they did for work out in the fields. And I think maybe our perception of what is normal has changed over the years, and I like to always refer to what people used to do.
You talk about exploration, and maybe to some extent exploring what the body can do. But at some point you made the decision to say, I'm going to go from someone who didn't like to run to racing in the hardest, presumably, running competitions in the world. Was there a moment when that happened for you and you said, I can actually do this?
I think it was probably after my first 50-miler, after my first ultramarathon. I'd run a marathon, and then a month later decided to do this 50-mile race. A buddy of mine, Dusty Olson, said, you've got to try this out. And at 20 years old, most 20-year-olds aren't thinking about running 50 miles. But after I had completed that, I said, of course, never again. But it was after a few hours, and I was like, I think I can be pretty good at this.
Are you competing when you're out there? Are you competing against the other racers, against yourself, running away from something?
I like to say I'm trying not to compete. I'm trying to work with my body, not compete against myself. Obviously, there's a clock out there, and I do use the other racers and the competition to push my body to that edge, because the competition really helps, explore those boundaries. You know, what am I capable of?